Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, October 17th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Some Democrats turning on President Biden. Barack Obama calls out cancel culture. Starbucks closes more stores to protect employees. Holiday air travel may be the most expensive in history. Also ahead, Trump's revenge. But first, a new survey from Trafalgar finds a growing number of Democrats rejecting Joe Biden. 23% of progressive voters now disapprove of his performance. 70% think he's doing a good job. That is down from 85% a year ago. According to the Real Clear average, the president's overall approval is 41% just 3 weeks before the midterm vote. Barack Obama says woke rhetoric is turning off many Americans. The former president telling a liberal podcast things could be rough for the left on Election Day. Quote, "Sometimes Democrats are buzzkills. Most people don't want to walk around on eggshells all the time. People realize that life is messy and that all of us at any moment can say things the wrong way," unquote from Barack Obama. Starbucks Coffee closing its flagship location in Indianapolis. Executives there believe the downtown store is simply too dangerous to operate. Said a spokesperson, quote, "Our first priority is to make sure our partners are safe at work. To operate, we require a safe, warm, and welcome environment." Starbucks recently shut down other locations in New Orleans, Chicago, and Portland, Oregon because of violent crime. Folks traveling this holiday season will pay the highest airfare in history. Tickets over Thanksgiving up 25% compared to last year. Flights during Christmas break up 55%. Travel agents blame the increase on fuel prices, pilot shortages, and fewer departures. More than 140,000 flights have already been canceled this year. 20% of all trips have been significantly delayed. Most expensive route this December, New York to Florida. In a moment, payback for Donald Trump. Right back.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. The media has been very rough on Donald Trump. Everybody knows that. But now there may be some payback. The anti-Trump TV entertainers are failing big. About 74 million voters supported Donald Trump in 2020, more than any other Republican presidential candidate in history. In short, a lot of folks. It is beyond any reasonable doubt that most Trump voters do not appreciate being labeled racist, fascist, stupid, immoral, destructive, and evil. And that's what a lot of these entertainers do. And in Hollywood, if you are pro-Trump, you'll find getting work difficult. So there is anger in the Trump precincts, and the Great American Act Out is underway. Anti-Trump entertainment vehicles are sinking faster than Joe Biden's poll numbers. Late-night television is a vivid example. All the network hosts are Trump critics. So good chance that 74 million Americans are not fans of them. let's deal with the situation factually. On CBS, Stephen Colbert is a liberal activist, proudly in bed with the Democratic Party. Therefore, non-Dems are not very likely to watch him. Also, Colbert is not particularly funny. So why stay up late and watch CBS? Colbert savaged then-President Trump, but since he left office, old Steve has lost about a third of his audience, sometimes losing in the ratings to Greg Gutfeld, the late-night guy on Fox News. That's embarrassing for a network show. Jimmy Kimmel on ABC Disney is Colbert Light. He also despises Trump and has lost nearly 40% of his audience in 6 years. NBC is widely considered the most blatant hate Trump organization, but Jimmy Fallon is not really into politics, preferring music and frat housing around. Nevertheless, Fallon has lost 60% of his audience over the past few years. The other NBC late night guy, Seth Meyers, who also hates Trump, of course, has dropped from 1.5 million watchers in 2016 to 786,000 today. Now, Johnny Carson, back in the day, often did 9 million daily viewers for NBC. I know, different times. A liberal man, Carson did not impose his personal politics on his audience. Finally, it looks like it's all over for Saturday Night Live. The program has dropped below 4 million viewers. In its heyday, it got 13 million. The Alec Baldwin Trump imitation was just nasty, and millions of Americans have tuned out. It's simple. Right now, there doesn't seem to be anyone who can make late-night comedy great again. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com and please check out my new book, Killing the Legends. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this day in 1931, America's most notorious gangster was finally convicted after a decade of smuggling, theft, and murder. The criminal, Al Capone. His crime, tax evasion. Here is the story. Alphonse Gabriel Capone, born in Brooklyn, New York, 1899. He was expelled from school at the age of 14, joined a gang, earned the name Scarface after being sliced across the cheek during a back alley brawl. In 1919, young Al moved to Chicago at the invitation of mafia boss Johnny Torrio. Capone became a crime kingpin by wiping out competitors through a series of gangland murders, including the infamous St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Capone's nemesis was federal agent Elliot Ness and his crew of untouchables. As Al's empire grew, so did his penchant for bloodshed. The bodies piled up, but the feds couldn't make any murder charges stick. Witnesses were terrified. All that changed in 1927. In a landmark decision still used against criminals today, the Supreme Court ruled that money made from illegal activity like drugs and prostitution could be taxed as personal income. Capone, famous for his lavish lifestyle, never filed a federal tax return. So the Treasury Department followed the money, compiling evidence that Capone made millions of dollars smuggling alcohol. After running the Chicago mob for 7 years, Al Capone was indicted on 22 counts of tax evasion. On October 17, 1931, the gangster was convicted. 1 week later, he was sentenced to 11 years in prison. Capone served part of his time in Alcatraz, then a mental hospital, before dying in 1947 at the age of 48 from syphilis. And here's something else you might not know. The Treasury Department ordered Capone to pay $200,000 in back taxes. The FBI thought that figure was way too low. It is estimated Big Al made $60 million a year from criminal enterprises. That's $900 million today. Back after this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.